Let us pray. As we follow the story of our Lord's life on earth, may we receive his teachings and through obedience become more truly his disciples. Amen. Postage stamps seem to get more and more expensive, but at least they have one attribute that we could all copy, and that is they stick to one thing until they get there. Well, today's gospel reading calls us to stick at prayer, and prayer is the theme of my sermon this morning. It's a message that we all need to hear as we seek to deepen our relationship with God day by day through prayer, through talking and listening to God. You see, Jesus saw a need in his disciples, a need to pray always and not to lose heart. And we can identify with their need this morning. Sometimes, if we're honest, we do lose heart through the things that life brings to us. We all have those kind of days where we want to throw up our arms in surrender and call it a day. We all have those days when we think, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. And we take heart that Jesus' first disciples were no different. At times they wavered. They lost heart. They considered throwing in the towel and stopped following Jesus. They needed hope and reassurance for their present and their future. So in this story, in this teaching, Jesus encourages his disciples to remain faithful, to be aware of the signs of the times, but also to recognize that the kingdom of God was breaking in around them and into their own hearts. So I say to you this morning, whatever your need, don't give up. Never give up on yourself. That's my first point. Never give up on yourself. You see, too many people give up on themselves. The story is told of a tourist who was visiting Hong Kong. And he passed a tattoo shop. And in that shop window were various designs of tattoos. There were flags, there were daggers, there were various slogans. But one slogan caught the eye of this tourist. And it said, "Born to lose. Born to lose." And the tourist was shocked and he was curious and he went inside to ask about it. Does anybody really ask for that tattoo, that permanent message, to be emblazoned on them for life? Born to lose. And the tattooist replied, yes. In fact, somebody had asked for it recently. But why would anyone want to be branded with that? He asked. And the old man shrugged and said, before tattoo on chest, tattoo already on mind. Before the tattoo's on the chest, it's already in the mind. Well, we all fail sometimes. We all lose sometimes. We can fall flat on our faces. And sometimes because somebody else has tripped us up. Life is not fair sometimes. We fall, but we don't have to stay down. We don't have to give up. The truth is, we were not born to lose. God never gives up on us. Other people might, but God never does. I once saw a sign at a market which made me look twice. And the sign read, "Wanted, scrap gold." Wanted, scrap gold. Scrap gold. How can that be? It's either scrap or it's gold. It's either rubbish or it's precious. You can't have scrap gold. And that got me thinking that to God, no one, whatever their story, whatever their past, is scrap. Nobody is scrap, to be disregarded and thrown away. Each one is God's precious child. We can all say today, Jesus loves me. This I know up here, I know it. The one who made you never gives up on you. He loves you. So that let that be tattooed on your mind and in your heart this morning. God loves you. And that's why you should never give up on yourself. Right now, God is with you. Jesus is praying for you. And that's good to know when prayer is difficult or prayer is dry. It's never dry for Jesus, and he prays for us at the right hand of the Father. The writer Eugene Peterson puts it like this: Jesus prays. He is praying for us right now. He was praying for us yesterday. He will be praying for us tonight as we sleep, and tomorrow morning as we wake up. Jesus praying for us is a current event. You think you know how to pray? You don't think you know how to pray? Yes, there is much to learn. Meanwhile, Jesus is praying for you. You don't feel like praying? Relax. Feelings come, feelings go. Meanwhile, Jesus is praying for you. You don't have time to pray? Jesus doesn't mind waiting. Meanwhile, he has plenty of time to pray for you. End of quote. So never give up on yourself. And the second point that comes through this reading reminds us to never give up on others. And that's the second point, never give up on others. Remember Jesus' parable from Luke 11. Jesus says, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.'" So here is an unexpected visitor at an unearthly hour. Hungry after a long journey, seeking food and shelter for the night. And so a visit is made to a friend at midnight. So that's 2 households that are disturbed. A double inconvenience. The cupboard is bare. Or is it? We might have given up and said, "Sorry, I can't help you." But the request is made, "Lend me 3 loaves of bread to feed my unexpected visitor." We might think, "What nerve, what cheek." And Jesus continues the story. Then the one inside the house answers, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed." Remember that at that time in those houses, the family slept side by side on the floor. So if Dad wasn't very near the door, he might not have been able to get up. He might have been sleeping against the bread safe to protect it. "I can't get up and give you anything," is his cry. But Jesus drives the point home in verse 8. "I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs." His persistence paid off. He was persistent for the sake of his hungry visitor. And through great disturbance and inconvenience, the hungry, weary traveller had bread to offer his midnight guest. His friend never gave up on him. And it makes us consider this morning, do we willingly consider the concerns of our neighbours? We should never give up on the poor and the hungry and say, "Sorry, I can't give anything. There is too much need. It's not the right time. It's inconvenient." And we should never think, "I can't make a difference." We should never give up pestering our governments, putting pressure on unjust systems that keep the poor down. God is bothered, are we? In fact, think for a moment, what if we were to stand this parable on its head and hear it as a testimony of the persistence of God? Looking at it that way, might this parable speak of the resolute, persisting, unrelenting, determined one, God, who keeps knocking at our door, challenging us to respond, urging us to open our hearts in compassion, urging us to work for the good of our neighbours in their need? It's why we are the church. So let us never give up on others, but seek to serve. And thirdly and finally, I wonder if you can guess what the last point might be. I'll give you a clue. It begins, "Never give up on." Sarah, well done. Never give up on God. That's right. Never give up on God. You see, the movement of this parable is known as an argument from the lesser to the greater. So in other words, if a reluctant, sleepy friend will finally relent and give 3 loaves, how much more will our wide awake, generous God hear us and grant us our daily bread, that spiritual strength for what we need? Never give up on God. Jesus is encouraging us. Keep on praying. Jesus tells us that the lesson of this parable is, ask, and it will be given to you to share with others. Seek, and you will find what others need. Knock, and the door will be opened to you, a door of hospitality. Looking at that verse this way frees us from it being self-centered. And this is Christ's promise to us in verse 10. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. So never give up on God. Jesus never did. Even when he was betrayed by his closest friends, arrested, beaten, judged, condemned, whipped, and crucified, Jesus never gave up on his Father God because he entrusted his life to him. Jesus believed that somehow even his death could be used by God to accomplish God's purpose. Jesus would not give up on God, even nailed to a cross. Now that is persistence. That is perseverance. And maybe we need to hear that this morning. Some of us might be at that point in the balance when we might be thinking, shall I keep on? Shall I give up? Maybe it seems that our prayers have gone unanswered for too long. Perhaps the tough times seem to be getting tougher, and God doesn't seem to know or to care or act. Maybe life is threatening to crucify us as well. We might be tempted to take the advice of Job's wife, curse God and die. But here comes the important message. Never give up on God. When life is unfair, keep on trusting. Though you hear or see no result, keep on praying, keep on believing. As Philip Yancey put it, don't judge God's goodness until the end of the story. He says sometimes life means believing in advance what only will make sense in reverse. But one day we will see and we will know. Faith is not forever. So let us keep on. God does hear, God does know, God will act in a time and in a way that is best for us. His gifts are good gifts. So let us say with the psalmist, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. He is the great I am for you today. I close with an old story about a young boy who was walking along the banks of the Mississippi River in America. And he noticed by the river another boy setting out on a homemade raft. And he said to him, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to take this raft out into the river to that island in the middle. And I dare you to go with me. Well, the boy couldn't resist the dare, so he scrambled down the bank and he got on the raft and they set out into the middle. But the current was swift and soon they were in trouble. As they approached the island, the raft broke up and they had to swim for their lives. They reached the island and there they were, abandoned with the night drawing in. Nobody knew where they were. What were they going to do? And right at that moment, one of those old paddle steamers came by and started coming down the river. And one of the boys saw the boat and started to cry out to it, waving his hands, help, save us. And the other boy said, don't waste your breath. They'll never hear you. And even if they could, they wouldn't pay attention to boys like us. But just at that moment, the paddle steamer began to turn around and began to come towards the island. "How did you do that?" the boy said. And the other one replied, "Well, there's something that you don't know. And that is that the captain of that ship is my father." And friends, this morning we can each say about God and Jesus, "He is the captain of my ship, my life. He will not abandon us. He has rescued us, and he will bring us home, bring us through. We will not be overwhelmed. He is sovereign." So let us be encouraged in this time of summer. Perhaps there will be moments of relaxation and rest, and maybe our thoughts will turn more to prayer. So let us pray and never lose heart. Never give up on yourself. Never give up on others. And never give up on God. Like the stamp, let us stick to this one thing until we get there. Amen.